Did you have anything like this to sit on?
No. No living room furniture except this chair.
What kind of chairs were they?
Rockers, and they were upholstered rockers.
Mm-hmm. What did you use to clean up the house with?
Broom. And that was a straw broom. Made out of broom straw.
Where did you get it?
Well, that just grew wild. This broom straw just grew out in the fields and around. It's wild. And you go out in the fall of the year and you wring that broom straw off at the bottom of the ground and make you a broom.
Did you use it out in the front of the house?
Put the broom?
Mm-hmm.
No, not that. You use the brush broom. You make that out of dogwood.
Who made it?
We would.
Why would you use it in the yard?
Well, it didn't wear out like people then they had their yards clean.
But why? Did they think it was clean?
Scared of snakes. Keep snakes away. and you use those brush brooms. They had a lot of limbs on, and that made a good broom. Dogwood did.
Did you have any kind of flowers growing in front of the yard?
That's some, yeah. Of course, John Quill and stuff like that in spring, yeah, they were everywhere. But and a few rose bushes, running rose bushes around in different places.
Did you put anything on, like fertilizer, water,
or something? No, maybe a little barnyard fertilizer, something like that, but no, never get water.
Did you throw the dishwater out on rose bushes?
No, I don't think so. I don't know, but I don't think it did.
Right, what do you cut? Was the house painted on the outside?
Yeah, painted white.
What do you call those outside boards on the house? Do you have a special name for those?
Weather boards.
Weather boards, okay.
And one time we had a picket fence, white picket fence.
What happened to it?
Well, we took that down after so long a time.
Tell me something about the roof. How was the roof shaped? The
roof was made out of shingles, wood shingles. They were pine shingles, and I helped make those shingles.
How'd you do it?
There was a shingle, a little man had a shingle mill, and you cut these huge pine trees, and you saw these blocks off about 24 inches long, and you put them in a big vat, boiling hot water, let them stay so long, and then you take them out and you quarter these blocks, bolt them, they call it. Put them in bolts about 6 inches square. And then this thing had a big knife. You'd come down and split these shingles. And then you'd rack them and let them dry.
How would you attach them? How did you put
nails? Nails. Use 6-penny nails.
When did people start using pin nails?
Oh, well, some started earlier than the others, but about the first I can remember was long in the about 1918.
Which did you like better?
All the metal is better, but it's more expensive. See, everybody had these wood shingles, they made their own, didn't have to buy them. And if you put them on right, they won't leak.
Hmm. Do people make those anymore?
No, they don't make them anymore. Don't have the timber to make them out of.
What'd you do for
a
bathroom?
Used a tin tub.
How big was it?
Number 3 tin tub. And most of the time water'd be cold.
Did you have to go bring in the water yourself when you got
to? Oh yeah, you had to go draw the water.
How often did you take a bath?
Well, not too often, just as long as you could have to go without one.